Blog Talk Radio.
Just right where you are, just say the name Jesus. Something happens when we say the name Jesus. The Bible says that he was given a name that's above every name, that at the name Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus. Whatever you need, it's in the name Jesus.
Thank you.
with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Never disconnected, no, no. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Can you sing with me this evening? Can I hear you sing it? Sing it with me tonight. Come on, say it.
The best thing I've ever done.
crowned. There is no place. There is no place. There is no place. Let us have a well, there's no place we'd rather be, Lord. For there's no place we'd rather hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus, glory be to God. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I ever, ever done. I've ever done. Worship God, amen, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
I lived in France for a little while in Paris, and I love French. I've been speaking French.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. How many of you are a witness of that tonight? Just falling in love with Jesus is the best decision you ever made. To just fall in love. You fall in love with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your spouses. But falling in love with Jesus, that's a whole nother love and a whole nother experience. God, I thank you right now for tonight, God, another Thursday night. I thank you. I see you, 6447. You already raising your hand. You falling in love with Jesus. I love it. So, God, we thank you right now for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for yet another Thursday, a thankful Thursday, a terrific Thursday. This is a blessed Thursday. We can go down the whole alphabet on how blessed we are, how appreciative we are to God, how beautiful God is, how compassionate God is, or how deserving he is of the praise. Hallelujah. We can emphasize how wonderful he is, how fantastic he is, and all the favor that we have. Hallelujah. He's so faithful. Hallelujah. God is so generous and so good. He's a great, great Father. Hey, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just say hallelujah. We just praise him. I was going to go through the whole alphabet. I'm pretty sure I can find a word that describes how great he is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for each and every one of you joining us tonight. We thank God for life and health and strength, God. We thank you, Lord, for just another day that you have brought us through, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings, God. We thank you, God, for doing it and doing it big, God. We just thank you because you've always, and you're always in control, Father. We thank you for good health, good wealth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for things being manifested in our lives, God. We thank you for big blessings, hallelujah, big healings, God. We thank you, Lord God, for all these things. No limits on you, God, taking them all off, God. So we expect big things. We expect great things, God. We expect miracles, God. We expect blessings, Father, because you are our Father. And, God, I just give you the glory, honor, and praise for all that's going to happen on tonight. An awesome word from you, Father, coming through your servant. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, God. I thank you, and I thank you some more. And I'm going to thank you, and I'm going to keep thanking you. I'm not going to stop thanking you. Oh, God, just for the stuff that you've done for me personally, God. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I love you. I praise you. I worship you. I glorify your name, God, because you are great and greatly to be praised. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise on tonight in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, guys, it's another Thursday. I hope you are excited because he is going to do something magnificent on tonight. God is going to do something magnificent on tonight. And before I get into testimony, praise reports, and prayer requests, I'll go ahead and get read Jesus calling it, and then I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Now, I stopped on H. If you all want to go through the rest of the alphabet and pick a letter H, with I is next, and we can just start calling out what God, who he is, how he is. Just a little game if you want to play it. If not, you just do your testimony, your praise report. But I'm going to read Jesus calling first, and he says, "Rest in me, my child. This time devoted to me is meant to be peaceful, not stressful. You don't have to perform in order to receive my love. I have boundless, unconditional love for you. How it grieves me to see my children working for love, trying harder and harder, yet never feeling good enough to be loved. Be careful that your devotion to me does not become another form of works. I want you to come into my presence joyfully and confidently. I have nothing to fear, for you wear my own righteousness. Gaze into my eyes and you will see no condemnation, only love and delight in the one I see. Be blessed as my face shines radiantly upon you, giving you peace." We have four scriptures tonight. The first one coming from John 15 and 13. "Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends." 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Zephaniah 3 and 17, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Numbers 6, 25 through 26, "The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." Hallelujah. We thank God for that reading. We thank God for the word. And now we thank God for the testimonies, praise reports. Everything is getting ready to come forth. And I'm getting ready to open the line for 6447. Your line is open.
Hallelujah. I'm so gloriously happy tonight. And as you were speaking, the song was going through my spirit. I can't stop loving God. I can't stop loving him. One thing is that when I told you God was going to use you in the ministry, he said, "Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't." And I'm just listening at you. Because he made you to a team. And I just thank God every time we're on the blog. And I worship him. And I'm grateful to God. Because he has given me a peace in my spirit that I can't even comprehend. I thank him because he's given me contentment. And that goes very deep. And I pray that all of you that get on the block tonight, that whatever you are going through, that God, you will reach out to him and let him fill you with his contentment. Let you feel his love flowing to you. Let you feel his deliverance. And let you feel, no matter how much you may hurt, that God, through his son Jesus, is healing you from the inside out. I'm proud of my children. I am godly proud of my children. And I give God praise for all of that in Jesus' name. Hold on for mother. I call her mother. I call her
Hallelujah.
Baby. I call her all kind of things. His pastor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, girl. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm just grateful. I'm thankful, and I mean thankful for everything and all things. I read one time today that at every exit, there's a new adventure. The Lord keeps opening up doors. And on the outside of the door, and even on the inside of the door, there is something brand new. There's a brand new learning experience and a brand new word, a brand new word that has power and might and deliverance and be destined answer to what's going on in my life. And I thank God for all of you. I thank God for this blog. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, hallelujah, Apostle. Hallelujah, for your testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just keeps on doing. Keeps on doing. Keeps on doing. He's nonstop. Hallelujah. 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 I've learned that you don't argue. You don't argue with your children. You don't argue with anybody. You just pray. You pray to him. And you pray without ceasing. On every turn. On every situation. And give God the praise. And go on about your business. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Amen, 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 and amen. If anyone else would like to give a praise report, a testimony, a prayer request, please press 1. Pastor Wanda, if you and Mom can press 1 again on your phone so I can take you out of the queue in case you want to talk later, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
If anyone else would like to have you open your lines, please press 1. If not, we're going to get ready for the word. So I ask that you give 9457. Your line is open.
Good evening. I don't know if you're still doing the letters that you were doing the alphabet, but I want to hop on to the letter I. I want to thank God for every day, and I want to especially thank him for being with me last Thursday. I needed him, and I'm so happy he was there for me. And I just want to thank him and thank you, and I love you. And thank you for this blog.
Amen. That's my baby girl right there. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to get ready for the word. Pastor Flint, get yourself prepared. I'm getting ready to open your line. But we just thank God for him and asking God to just bless him in a mighty way as he's bringing forth and pouring out to us. Let's just keep him in prayer and just remember that when you're pouring out, it takes a lot. But we just ask God to infuse him with power and more knowledge. And we just thank God for God using him in a mighty way. So as he's coming forth with the word, just keep him in prayer, and then keep your ears open and your hearts open to hear what God has to say through him. So, Pastor Flynn, if you're ready, I'm getting ready to open your line up. Your line is open.
We just praise God for tonight. We praise God for the testimonies and the praise reports that already have gone forth. Thanks for the opportunity to just come once again, you know, someone said, just another day that the Lord has kept me. But if I was, you know, one who could sing, I would say, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. That's all I wanted to tell. I just want to say right there, to tell God, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. When I look over my life, when I look over all the things that I've done, these 48 years that he's brought me through, I worship you, Almighty God, for there is none like you. The good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, there is none like you, God. Oh, I'm so grateful tonight. I'm so grateful tonight even to hear my mother and her testimony. And I know she got 81 plus years in her life, and she can say, as she looked back over her life and she think things over, she can truly say that she's been blessed. And she has a testimony. A woman who's seen 3 sons out of her 5 pass away, 3 husbands pass away. I mean, and she's still here, still kicking. Still strong, a little battered, a little bruised, but she's still standing. Fresh blood running warm through the veins, activity of the limbs, joints in place. Little aches. Some more than usual, some less, but still standing. When I praise God for it, I praise God for it. That's the one then, that testimony, and how God has just said, yeah, every door, every exit has a new beginning. You know, God take us to a new dimension. A lot of people always want to say new level. But I always say new level, new devil. Took me to a dimension to get me out of his atmosphere. You know, and praise God for Evangelist Flint. Praise report and testimony, and y'all kept going. She'd have went all the way to Z praising by herself. She'd have found the word. She would have said, God is my xylophone. God, use your x-ray me. You know, she'd have kept going. I thank God for that. Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Thank you that this is the day that you have made. God, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we decrease, that you increase, and let your Holy Spirit have complete control. God, it's all of you. And none of us. And Father, we just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, we worship you tonight, God. Almighty God, there is none like you. Turn me real quick to Luke, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 4. Said, and he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. So he said, truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all. For all of these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God. But she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had. Tonight God is saying he wants you all on the altar tonight. Give him your best. That's what he's calling for. Last week we cried out and we prayed. We called for those that are loved ones and need breakthroughs and deliverances and miracles and the power of God to fall upon their lives. But God said, I want your best tonight. I want your best tonight. If it's your best praise, your best prayer, your best worship. I want your best tonight. See, he said, this little widow gave 2 mites, and it was more than all that they gave in the abundance of their riches. And that's what God is asking for right now. Give me your best. You know you stand in need. Sow a seed. And that seed don't have to be mine. That seed tonight could be your prayer, your praise, your intercession, your cry. God said, I want you to sow into him tonight. Sow into him your love. Show him how much you really love him. How much you really appreciate him. How much does he really mean to you tonight? Jesus said, In John 3:16, it tells you how much God loves you. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sold. God said, I showed you how this thing goes. I sold first. You reap salvation. You reap deliverance. You reaped from my sowing. You reaped to escape the first death, the second death. Now I'm telling you to sow into me. Sow into me your heart. Be like David and say, Lord, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Sow to me your mind. Do not be conformed to the ways of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Sow into me the helm and the salvation. Protect your mind, your will, and your intellect. Sow to me your hands. I prepare your hands for war. I prepare your hands to get well. Show to me your feet. My God, my God. Shout out to the preparation of the gospel of peace. Show to me your ways. Gird about your loins with the spirit of truth. Say, show to me your breath. You throw the breastplate of righteousness. But you establish in righteousness, and righteousness dwells within you. You're in right standing. Seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Righteousness is love, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. So unto me your tongue, where it says that the power of life and death is in your tongue. I need you to know how to speak life into everyday situations. Open your eyes and your ears. Give me your time. I want you to spend some more time with me in your word and in your prayer time and in your consecration. Trust me with your inner thoughts. Trust me with your fears and your doubts. This widow and her two mites. Touch the heart of God. Let's look at the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Let's look at the 10 lepers that was cleansed. Let's begin to just crowd. Let's look at Luke 17:11. It says, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priests. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. That's what God said. Listen, man, it's so simple how he moves, how he delivers, how he sets free. But all he's telling you now is just bring me you. We always ask God to give me you, but God telling you tonight, give me you. And everything else will change. Tell him, he said, give me you. You will never be the same. Give me you. Give me you tonight. Sow you into me. My God. Sow your thoughts. Your ideas. Your passions. Your dreams. Sow them into me. You know, we always say we put them in God's hands. Tonight, let's learn how to put them in God's hands and leave it there. Let's learn how to put them in God's hands and leave it there. You know, we're talking about divine healing, you know? Divine healing and divine miracles and divine breakthroughs. And this doesn't have to be instantaneous. Sometimes these things will come in stages. You know, you got to realize the things that you're countering, the things that we put inside of us that we sow to our flesh. As those things leave, we have to replace them with things that are of righteousness, things that are pure and just and of good report. My God. And listen, just because it don't happen to me, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Don't let the enemy trick you from your blessing and your miracle and your breakthrough because it didn't happen instantaneously. Or it didn't happen like Sister JoJo's did. Well, he ain't blessed me like he blessed her. That doesn't mean he's not going to bless you. Sometimes we got to give him our motives. Sometimes we got to give him our agenda. God, I turn over my motive to you, God. I turn over my agenda to you, Lord God. And then learn how to get a yes in your spirit. The song said, with your heart and mind, say yes. Spirit, still say yes. You got to get to that point where you can say, Lord, yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes to your purpose. Yes to your plan. And then begin to trust God. Begin to actually trust God with yourself. Trust God with your pain, with your aches, with your disappointment, with your heartbreak. Trust God with your vision, with your dream, with your mission. Trust God with your family, with your children, with your spouse, with your mother and father, aunts and uncles, greats, grands. Begin to trust God with your sons and daughters, aunts and uncles. Trust God with your job and businesses. Now, we've gotten so self-sufficient and to such a place where we feel like we got to do it. And if it ain't done by us, it won't get done. I really pray for, you know, single parents and single mothers and that had to play a whole lot of different roles that they weren't accustomed to or weren't designed to. And then harden a lot of them. I pray for God's hand to be upon them, that they can release things to God and say, hey, God, I'm yours, Lord. These two mites, and I turn them over. This is all I got. This is everything that's inside of me. These are my plans. These are my thoughts. This is my word. This is my prayer. This is my praise. This is my worship. This is my prayer language. These are my hands, my feet, my eyes, my ears. And Lord, I turn them over to you to be used for your glory. See, you know one thing we say, we decrease. That decreasing means a lot. When you become an intercessor and a prayer warrior, that decreasing means a lot. That means that then you decrease so that he increase. So you get to the point where it says, all of you, God, none of me. So then his will would truly be done, and you can surrender your will for his will. Well, we're working. We're working, God. I know you say sow it. Sow your will to me. Give you all. Put you all on the altar. At all. Lord, you got to help us with that one, Lord. I know that's hard. At all is everything. I can see how Jacob was wrestling with at Peniel, and he said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. You may change my name from Jacob to Israel. I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. At all. I was talking to somebody out there, and I was talking about spiritual maturity, and I was telling them about, it was last Thursday, too, right before we did the blog, I was saying, you know, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And when I was incarcerated, I understood what that meant. I didn't understand it until I was incarcerated, it's in 98, 99. And God Abraham, we recognize as God the Father. We understand that because Abraham is the father of many nations. And God Isaac is God the Son. You know, he's equivalent to Christ. He didn't say much. He didn't, even when his father was going to sacrifice him on Moriah, he asked God, where's the sacrifice? And he's like, you're going to be the sacrifice, blah, 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 blah. He went willingly. He didn't buck. He didn't rebel. He just went like a sheep to the slaughter. Same way as Christ when, you know, even though he was in Gethsemane and he was like, God, if it be your will, remove this cup from me. Nonetheless, not my will, but your will be done. Even said, I don't do anything unless I see the Father do it first. I'm here to do the will of the Lord. That's all he kept saying. That's all he uttered. So we understand God, you know, God, the Father, you know, God the Son. But this natural man, which is Jacob represents. Jacob represents God, the natural man. And that natural man is everything that's inside of us, that, you know, the free will and that choice that he's given us, the things that, you know, the soulless realm, those things that he given us that the angels didn't have. And that choice, is, you know, to choose life or to choose death. That natural man is say that as a man, I'm the man of my house. I'm the one that, you know, everybody should depend on. My wife got to depend on my children. I'm a provider. You know, I'm that natural man. This is who I am. If I'm a supplanter, if I'm a cunning guy, if I'm crafty, whatever it is. But to go from Jacob to Israel, that natural man had to come to a place of submission where it's submitted to the Father, your plan, your purpose, where you had to submit to the Father. God, I know that it's inside of me to be the one that everyone depends on. But that's a wrestle. It's a wrestle when you got to turn from being the one everyone depends on to depend on God for in everything, for the air that you breathe, for the water that you bathe in or that you drink, for the food that's on your table, for the clothes on your back, for the roof that's on your head. I got to depend on you, God. And I got to turn it all over. When everyone is looking at me to provide, I got to stop being the sole provider and trust you. I told you, man, it's hard. That ain't easy to give you all. Because sometimes, in all honesty, we don't trust God all the time, all the way. Because that's that natural man. Why? Because we don't see it all the time. That's why we say walk by faith, not by sight. Because, you know, a lot of it, we got to see it. We got to see that thing to believe it. Just like Thomas. He said, Thomas, you believe because you put your hands in my side and you put your hand in the palm. You had to see it. You had to touch it. You had to feel it to believe it. But blessed are those who have not seen, who have not touched, and yet they believe. Sometimes tonight, you're about to experience a breakthrough like never before. You're about to kiss worry goodbye. You're about to kiss anxiety goodbye. You're about to kiss fear goodbye. You ain't worried about nobody talking about you no more. The backbiting, you know, you're going to be so stony, yet so fleshly, as far as the heart of flesh, but stony, like it's not going to affect you anymore because God got you hid under the shadow of his almighty wings, because there's a hedge of protection that surrounds you, a blood shield hedge of protection from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet that encompasses you about. And it's going to be like every arrow shot at you will be backfired because you got the shield of faith. And that quenches all the fiery darts that's been sent your way. And you're equipped with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to combat all the wiles of the devil. Your head is protected with the helmet of salvation. Your mind, your will, your intellect. But all that's going to be surrendered for his will, his mind. That's why the word said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, my God. The breastplate of righteousness protects you and establishes you in the truth. They say that the truth sets you free. Well, you're good about your loins with the spirit of truth, the belt of truth. Oh, my God. And your feet. Shod it with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The peace that passes all understanding. The peace that makes complete and whole. So every step you take, you can say, God, you are my peace. See, that's why the anxiety, that's why worry, that's why doubt, that's why disappointments won't begin to get you down. God is going to put you in such a place of peace. He says, God, you are my peace. And I worship you. You are my peace. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. My peace, my peace. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Jehovah Shammah, the ever-present God. El Sikkimu, the God of all righteousness. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nissi, my banner, my victory. El Shaddai, the all-breasted, almighty God. Know that I worship you, almighty God. There is none like you. Elohim, the Most High God. Elohim, the God of all gods, the King of all kings. He's our rose of Sharon. He's our lily in the valley. Is our balm in Gilead. And we can go over and over and over. And mighty counselor and our Father, Abba Father, we belong to you. So much you can cry out and know his name. Oh, it's the time. It's the time to say, God, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I am, everything I'm not. I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see if I can be completely yours. God said tonight he's binding up the strong man. He's giving you the authority. Maybe that's the way I'm going to give you this last verse, 11, 20, and 22. Luke 11, 20 through 22 said, but if I cast out demons with the finger of God, this is what I'm telling you, listen. He said, but if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own place, his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. And that's what God is saying he's going to do to the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy against you. He's going to show you how powerful grace is. So what sin abounds, grace abounds that much more. He's going to show you how mighty he is. I know he said, arise, O Lord, and demonstrate your power. Let your power fall. Your name is called God. And he's going to give you the ability. He said, I've given you the ability. 11:20-22 said, God has given his people the spiritual authority to bind up the power of darkness and to cast out demons. have, along with that authority, go responsibility and maturity. Some people misuse this legitimate scriptural teaching. But God has given you the power, the keys to the kingdom. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So you got to understand, when you begin to bind, you can cast it. So bind and cast, bind and cast. Loose me, release it from you. And watch God bind, bind. God says, you begin to sow those things of you into me, begin to sow me into you. Bind righteousness into your life. Bind holiness into your life. Bind the fruit of the Spirit into your life. Love, joy, peace, happiness, long-suffering, and, you know, those things, forbearing, you know, one another. Oh, man, you just got to just trust him and believe that if God said it, I believe it. And then with your faith being activated tonight, you shall receive the things of God and experience the glory of God in your life like never before. Jesus said, the hour is come, glorify your son so that you may be glorified. I tell you tonight, the hour is here. God is glorifying you so that you can glorify him. Rise, shine, give God the glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you that this is the day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we look at the widow and her two mites. Look at the other widows, God, that you gave examples in 2 Kings and 1 Kings, with Elijah being fed by the widow, Elisha handled by the widow, given, you know, and handled as prophets with a prophet reward, God. God, showing at the end, even when you change the brain, the mind of a bird, the brain of a bird, God, to have a raven feed Elijah. And we know the ravens are scavengers. Man, you can do all things. And for that, God, we come to a place of surrender. And someone said, I surrender all to thee, my gracious Savior. I surrender all. I surrender my thoughts, my purpose, my plan, my will, my desire. And even in doing so, God, I don't lose, because you said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And I win because my desire becomes your desire. And why not? You give me what you wanted me to have all the time. God, we give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In your son, Jesus Christ's most holy and righteous name, we pray. Hold on, God. For I ain't got out. I want to pray for all our loved ones that are in desperate need of a breakthrough, in desperate need of salvation. We got some that are in hospitals, some that are in jail and in prisons. Some, God, that are on their deathbeds, God, and some, Father, that are just striving. Some are in school, some are young, adolescents, God. Some, God, are influencers, and some are being influenced. Some are entrepreneurs, God. Some are just lost in the world, caught up in a tailspin. Like you did for those lepers, God, and the blind men, and those that were lame, and those that are dealing with unclean spirits, spirit of dumb and deaf spirit, God, even the gathering demoniac, as you delivered, God. I said, God, do it again. Deliver your people. Deliver them, God, from themselves, God, that have come to kill, steal, and destroy, God, that destruction that in their lives, which is that mind that tells us we can do whatever we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it. Deliver us from that wrong mindset, God. Deliver our loved ones, God, from spiritual possession, manipulation, oppression, depression, suppression, addiction, haughty spirits, God. Every unclean spirit that it comes to kill, God, to steal, to destroy. God, let the fact that you come for us to have life and life to the full manifest itself yet the more, even the more. Let it overcome us. Let it overthrow us, overshadow us. Let it overwhelm us. So we say, peace be still. Again, I say, arise, O Lord, demonstrate your power. Let your power fall when your name is called. And let the anointing, as I end this prayer, and with this song, and I turn it over to Evangelist once I'm finished, but don't say anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Spirit fall on me. Anointing fall on me. I turn you to Evangelist.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Praise the Mother Evelise. I'm here to open up your mic. I know you know this song. Is this Mother Sister Evelina?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Do you know that song?
Yes, ma'am. It's a little short
right.
song.
I'm ready for you.
Okay. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointed fall on me.
Praise God.
Yes.
I was trying. I was trying to learn that song that Pastor George was talking about. Lord, do it for me. I don't think I know it all though.
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Lord, do it. I know you able. Lord, do it. Lord, do it. Do it for me right now. You read the Bible. You have read the story about the blind man who could not see. But one day he heard Jesus was passing by. He said, lay your hands on me. Lord, do it. Lord, do it. Lord, do it. do it for me right now. That's all I got.
Yes,
I have.
Please,
I got one more thing. It was okay the one I was practicing on.
Cool.
If you got the time, if not, I can do it next time.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, he prepared for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. Let us then prove truly faithful, trust and serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the trails of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day and rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty we will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day and rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Thank you for that lovely rendition of songs. Hallelujah. We're at that time, if you would like to add to, take away from, if you didn't have a chance earlier to speak, press 1, and I'll recognize and open your line before we do the benediction. Pastor Wanda, will you get prepared to do the benediction for me?
Thank you so much.
Pastor Wanda, one moment. Not yet. Hold on 1 second. Pastor Flint, do you have any last words? Your mic is open.
Concentrate on that and giving him your all. You know, just, you know, even throughout the next week, just like how I'm going to tell you something. Pastor Wanda, she told me, I was over there the other day, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, one of those days, that last Thursday when we, that song, Lord, Do It For Me, she was playing it, but the mic wasn't up, so nobody heard it. She went and found it on the computer. And from that point on, she's been playing it through the house. And I'm going to tell you something. God has released his angels in that house, and he's doing it. I'm telling you, put that worship through that house. I don't care if you need God to do it. But Lord, do it for me. Or whatever song you heard tonight, that you know, my worship is for real, or You know, whatever it is you got, whatever song you put in your heart, begin to play it through your house for a week. Just play that song for your through your house for the week and just watch the angels. Watch the angels that you need to put on assignment. See, you got angels around you that's waiting on you to put them on assignment, waiting on you. Your warrior angels, the ministering angels, they're here to do the work, but we haven't even given them a job to do. And oftentimes, since we don't pray enough, we don't even have them protected when they're in battle for you, when you don't even know they're battling for you. So here's what I'm telling you now. Give your angels some assignments, but let that worship go to the house and help the angels out. When that worship, and the enemy, man, they hate that. Even, you know, Satan know the power of worship. Because that's who he was as Lucifer. So he understands it. So then begin to use that weapon of your warfare tonight. Use that weapon of your warfare throughout this week. I said it in love.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Wanda, your line is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every night, but especially this night. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's a wonderful thing to be alive. Hallelujah. And it's an awesome thing to be enlightened. When God just keeps taking you and you go to doors and you go to exits and all of a sudden there's a whole new experience. You just enlightened to something brand new and it's glorious. Father, we ask that you let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in thine sight, O Lord, the help, our strength, and our redeemer. In Jesus' most holiest of our name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank you for being on with us tonight. We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Invite someone on next week. To come and share this awesome word that's being spread. So you'd be blessed. Remember to get you a song and play it through your house throughout the week. As Pastor Flint said, get you some worship and just play it and give those angels some assignments. They're ready and ready to work on your behalf. Let them do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Love
Amen.
You. Have a blessed week.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Thank you.